Snowflakes, drifting soundlessly to the ground and all around, making me shiver as the wind casts them aside, obscuring our prize just ahead, almost within smelling distance now. Our hunt was painstakingly slow. It had needed to be. Looping and flanking to ensure we stayed downwind, we'd approached slowly through the falling snow and taken step by patient step. So cold, but wrapped in furs, smelling the changes in the wind, just hopeful and desperate in the need and desire to bring meat back to the tribe. So fucking cold. But another shift in the wind makes me beckon behind me to signal for us to shift forward. All we need is to dare to kill the little one at the edge of the herd. Focus now. Padding gently forward with pure purpose through the drifts, each step sapping our energy as our lungs ached and our hearts thumped over and over. But we are silent. We are hunters. It had been a bitter, painful winter. Three of us were taken. We'd struck down a mammoth, spearing it and watching it fall, then revelled in our victory, knowing that it would provide the tribe with sustenance. Letting loose our relief into the air, howling our victory. But we hadn't sensed the prowling unseen in the background. While we beat our chests, it had waited and watched, digging its claws deep into the snow as it tensed and paused. Air glowed as we loosed our collective joy by voice, announcing our claim into the murky sky, and then the saber-tooth began to run, padding through the drifts, silently running. Faster and faster, and then it struck and killed. Snow was still falling. Spearing the tiger as it thrashed and twisted in its final death throes, but then hearing the herd animals scream in panic as they scattered, leaving a soft and merciless silence to envelop our keening grief, knowing that friends were raked with deadly claws and then left to die where they'd fallen, the snow staining pink as they breathed their last. Such a mournful loss. We'd left them, but we'd had to, buried deep in the snow, tears and raw noises flowing in the coldness. We had no other choice to do otherwise. Stacking a pile of stones above them in our grief, while the wind whipped our sorrows into the sky and the trees shook from side to side, witnessing our efforts to care for the fallen. The herd stopped, and I paused, motioning my hunters behind me to be still, and we froze, crouching into the snow, watching closely, arms prone across the ground to keep as flat as possible. And the snow still fell remorselessly, nature's curtain. Whatever had made them skittish and nervous, it certainly wasn't us, as we'd stalked so carefully, getting ever closer, but instinctively knowing that the moment was almost here, but not quite yet. I waited, heart pounding, my breath pumping into the snow, knowing the alert would relax before they would resume the last slow march of migration north. We all knew the importance of this raiding party. One of the last chances to strike for the tribe. We could not fail, since the winter had been so hard, and lives were now depending upon us to succeed. The winter settlement had experienced an unease this year, as we all had come to know hunger. and were restless, remembering how the hard years in the past had felt easier than this season. We now had one last chance. I jerked in the snow as I could hear eagerness or desperation creating movement, and I grunted softly but firmly, "Not yet. Settle." The watchful guards at the side of the herd ahead, seemingly satisfied, voiced to the others and began to trudge the northward amble once more, as the rest seemed to trust that lead, and all gently fell naturally into the pace and the rhythm, stepping forward and then again, settling into the journey ahead. Now was the moment. Thump, 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 thump. I signalled for two others to join me as we began to feel the adrenaline rise towards the moment to pounce, and they snuck forward and crouched next to me as I sat and watched the herd ahead as they slowly started to disappear in the blizzard. Wild eyes, we now owned, the heat and the bloodlust growing as I met each pair of eyes, knowing they knew the role to play, one left, one right, as the others would protect us should anything arise. And I motioned to the one straggler that we would take. That was the way we'd been taught, the way we had seen time and again. They would bring it down, and I would deliver the killer blow. Now was the time. And our soft growls demonstrated that we were ready. Breath clouded in the air, I pointed again towards the edge of the herd, a youngster slow to pick up the pace, and heard soft grunts of understanding. With a deep breath, we moved silently, hearts screaming, sneaking closer and closer, fanning out, closing to the left and to the right, flinted spears gripped tightly in our hands as they were suddenly plunged deep inside, behind the shoulders, and the prey screamed, scattering the herd, and the youngster crumpled to the floor. My hunters charged forward to surround the three leads, to protect the kill, and I slammed the kill shot deep through the ribs, over and over, my blood racing as the primal need to survive surfaced, and the animal died before us with a shudder and a wet bronchial sigh. Splattered with blood, the stench of success giving base to our bellows of relief as we cried and voiced our desires into the freezing winter sunshine. Snow still lazily falling as if it just didn't care. Working quickly, the others gathered and fastened and tightened their vine ropes around the beast, and we began to drag it away, our sinews straining with the effort. I'd chosen well, any larger, and we wouldn't have been able to remove it. And butchering your kill where it fell was always dangerous, as scavengers would quickly be alerted and attracted by the blood. As we slowly approached the narrow gully that led to the natural gentle valley that was winter home for the tribe, the shelter and the caves within a natural defensive location for the younglings, the injured, the women folk. There were others in camp keeping watch that saw us coming through the gloom, and ran to help us bring our prize home, teeth bared and eyes shining with excitement. I could already see the central fire crackling with a warm orange glow, and the women already gathering to welcome us home with shrill, hungry cries, younglings milling around, knowing excitement and relief was in the air as we delivered our victory, and then finally fell to the floor in exhaustion, barking and grunting our relief at just making it home and to safety. This was my first raiding party, my first lead, and I knew that I'd delivered one of the tribe's biggest victories that would see us through the final winter months. The ache inside was joyous incarnate, knowing that we had succeeded, and I gasped and clenched, just happy to be alive, with the fire slowly warming the frozen snowflakes from me, from my fur, from my lashes, from my beard. As each sigh grew louder, I filled my lungs and let free a final howl of triumph. I'd killed for the tribe and made it home. And then a sea of sound as the whole tribe heard me, victorious. The safe settlement was awash with utter relief as voices joined me, hooting and giddy. Each cry met with another as the winter sunlight began to fall, growing to a collective notion of survival. The women folk grew shrill in their joy before the men folk barked into the approaching night and howled a singular relief into the dusk. The elders, some grayed, some hobbling, all wise and trusted, made their way from each hunter to hunter, reclaiming contact with a hand pressed or a hug placed, just glad we had come home alive. Mates renewed their bond with teeth bared, gulping air as hands were entwined and playful rough embraces were shared. Collapsed upon the ground, I forced myself upright and tried to smear the blood through my hair and beard. Sharp eyes, warm, satisfied and content, as every tribling came to me one by one, proffering congratulation, recognition, or awe in their own way. It felt like I'd grown, become a leader in my own right, changed the way I was seen by my brethren, gained something imperceptible. As was tradition, the mateless women were the last to visit, as they expressed their credentials with a touch or a grasp, a guttural tone of desire, or even a smear and a tug of the beard, letting their scent settle as if trying to brand me. There's nothing like the scent of a woman to rile the senses. But I received every greeting with the demeanour each one deserved and found none of them to set me on fire with a scent or a glance or desire. And then slowly the tribe began to disperse as the light fell further and got to work. Time demanded so. The beast must be skinned, then butchered, and then carved. We will feast tonight and tomorrow and the day after. The dogs will be fed, but everything will be used. The hide will be dried and tanned. Every sinew and ligament will be sewn. Bones will be splintered and marrow taken. Fat will be used to soften the tanned hide, smeared or even boiled in the fire. Every spare flesh will be dried and smoked for the cold days to come. I'm a hunter, and my job is done. As the others shivered and began to dismember the carcass, flints busy with a remembrance of the spring to come. For those old enough to know that it will come, and we will see that soft sun rise, and the cold days will melt away. And then I saw you over by the mouth of the cave, forlorn and staring, the only mateless woman not to approach me. The blood that sings after causing death ignited once more. You know the traditions. You should know your place. You need to be reminded. I'd buried your mate in the snow and felt the loss too, as your lip curled when you realized that we'd returned fewer than when we left. Your fists beating against my chest as you let loose your grief. And I'd let you do so. And then watched as every subsequent man who tried to take you had been cast aside with disdain. As I tried to stand, you turn and step back into the cave complex, retreating into the shadows. Warm and dry, indeed cavernous. With corners here and there, this was where the tribe resided, living their lives in the shared notion of an identity, a collective. This was where the furs were loosed and creation occurred. A few would guard, a few would tend the fire. Indeed, a few would paint the walls with melted thoughts and desires, minds pulsating with the mushrooms that sprouted in the autumn dampness. I struggled to my feet, every muscle aching, and wearily stepped through the snow, feeling every sinew tense, breath faster, desire focused, sex and death. Such a powerful combination in such a perilous life. I'd provided all with a way to survive until the coming spring, when light would return and the snow will stop. And now I'm going to claim my prize again. I'd seen you watch me through the firelight at night, but brushing aside my attempts to hold your gaze as you shrouded yourself in furs and hid in your grief. No more. It's time you felt the touch of a hunter again. Excited younglings skittered past, as they ran to the fire, chippering and squeaking with gentle joy, braided hair bouncing as they ran. I smiled sharply, a hiss released, as I remembered when I was them. No cares, no fears, but now I have become the hunter. I remember when my own mate became sick and listless and dead. I carried her into the snow and left her, screaming my sorrow into the night, feeling the hole that it left. No more. I'm going to claim you because it's time. If you know that, then so be it. You will no longer be mateless. I am your mate, and I will show you why. Stepping into the darkness, the shadows flickering as the small fires here and there burn and crackle, I stride to your nest, with soft grass and furs laying upon the rocky ground, as you stand there, almost as if you knew I were coming for you. I breathe in, as my eyes glint in the half-light, smelling the human scent of sweat and death, and cocks and cunts, smelling the wood smoke, the hides, the furs, the damp. All I see is eyes locked on mine, seeing you wait, feeling the air tensing. I know this feeling, waiting for prey to drop their guard, the desire to pounce, the desire to claim, the blood coursing and pounding. You are mine, and I bare my teeth as I growl quietly into the air, my voice signaling my intention, seeing you step back from me, almost cower, yet such strength so obvious in your stance. The hunter throws his furs to the ground, followed by the inner furs. My skin glistens as every rib, every muscle and line and scar stands proud as I step to you, my hand reaching. You slap me away, retreating and glancing as you see exactly what my intention is. It's hard to miss. But you've backed against the rock, and I am the hunter. I roll my hands through my matted hair, stretching and sighing as I breathe deep, flexing, grunting. I dart forward and grasp a firm hand around your throat, knowing that you are mine as I press against you, feeling you struggle and cough and whimper as my hand grips you firmly. Your voice keens as your fear is voiced, as you wriggle. My hand tightens further, hearing and feeling you resist. The blood song is all I can hear, feeling you pressed against me, smelling you, hearing the whimper subsiding. My grip softens as I stare deeply into you, seeing the fear skitter and struggle to keep me away, renewed resistance as your fists pound against me, as I hold my stance, strength keeping you in your place, feeling me against you thick and hard. I reach with my other hand and tighten my fingers deeply into your brown and curly hair, jerking your head back, hearing your breath gasp, exposing your neck and throat as I smear my mouth against your pale, pale flesh, tasting you, feeling the blood pump against my wet lips, through your veins, feeling you resign. I stepped away as my release makes you gulp for air, my hands smoothing down my chest as my eyes shine with ruthless desire, then grip and circle my swollen cock, the desire to mate you almost tangible now in the thick cave air. Eyes still locked, my hand moves back and forth, slowly sliding flesh, rubbing and slick. I am the hunter, and I choose you. Your eyes are wild as you resist again, taking the chance to lean and bite deeply into my shoulder, teeth sinking and drawing blood, as your voice drags a guttural sound from deep inside, somewhere between a shriek and a scream. And I howl and stiffen before wrenching you from me. Heat and pain, sex and death. Throwing you to the floor and tearing your furs away with a hand that grazes your skin roughly, hearing stitches snap and break as I unveiled you finally, seeing your curves that had always been hidden. The way your hips swelled, good childbearing hips. The way your legs swelled and curved and tapered and shone. You gasp, breaths wild and short, as you scrabble away from me, fear tangible now, knowing that the moment is coming. Blood oozes from the gaping teeth marks left upon me, and I smear my hands slowly over them before reaching down and sharply taking your head in my hand, my drawn blood caking your hair as I wrestle you into submission, feeling the heat rise from you, the softness of your flesh against me, your eyes boring into me, wild and free and hateful, my thigh pressing between your hips, my fingers making your hair wince as I lean down, my mouth ever closer to your swollen flesh, nipples sharp in the twilight. I can smell you. I can feel your chest heaving, tearing the last of your fur away, tearing the final obstruction, ripping it from you, seeing you naked and scared, feeling me above you. Hearing you react as I growl, as my grip tightens again and my mouth breathes upon you. Prey always whimpers in the final moments, and I can hear you, knowing that you are now mine. I loose a growl, softer this time. But full of intent. As I sink my teeth against your warm, soft flesh, harder and harder, feeling you tense and moan as I break your skin, your muscles screaming and taut, but tasting your blood, tasting the salt, feeling you resign, knowing my prey is won. We have a blood debt now. I rolled you, my power needing to be sated, your red swollen cunt peeking from the curve of your thighs. It belongs to you, but now it belongs to me. And I claim you, My cock slides roughly inside as I grunt my heat, my hormones sailing in the shape of your back, the fire inside you, the scent of you, as I jerk my hips, stabbing deep. Sex and death, blood and fire. Hearing your wailing voice of pain and submission, echoing my tightening breaths as I press faster and deeper, taking you as one hand tightens again, the other keeping you there. Faster and faster and faster, the need to fucking create, you're becoming my mate as the moment comes. Spurting and howling as the next generation beckoned. You're the bearer of my children, as you feel me inside you, stretching against my rough jerks, feeling me softening, your voice sighing as I bite you softly, and then again, once more, bite. I slip from you, hearing you moan as I did so, and stood there, proud, wet, dripping, and you rolled again, our eyes locking, but now with no fear. Mated, I had proved myself worthy. Eyes wild, I wondered if that's all you had been searching for, as you opened your legs to show me what I had done. I could feel the blood running from my wounds, and I reached slowly to place my palm exactly where it needed to be, before I gently knelt down, and then smeared my fingers through the marks I left upon you, mixing and mingling. I placed my hand upon your belly, a scarlet five-fingered brand, your blood and mine. Fur was taken from the floor as I became a hunter again and left you. I have a mate, and she watched me leave her as the snow cascaded from the sky once more.